Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places,
like a coffee shop in an airport terminal,
or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Hello and welcome to A World of Good podcast. This is Andrew Gale, and I am in Arusha, Tanzania for the All Africa Assembly meeting. It's June of 2022. It is a lovely day. Probably, I expected to come to Tanzania and experience really hot weather, but it's actually been very pleasant in the 70s, and I get to sit under a shade tree in the garden with my age-old friend, Edrin Sirwana, who we met 15 years ago when I was on a trip to Uganda, and we were just commenting how it's been 15 years. We can't wait until 2037 for our next time to be together.
Right.
Edrin, I'm so grateful that you're able to join me for this podcast
and
share a little about what's happening for the Church of God in Uganda.
Thank you. As Brother Andrew said, I'm Edrin Serrano. I'm the new church representative. I was put in January this year, 2020. And this was a shock because the church, the whole pastor, we had a general assembly. And then they put trust in me, just kind of new. And I was loved that.
Yeah, you said you didn't even actually ask to be in the role.
I didn't.
Like, they just put your name in.
I didn't. And I was known in that thing. I never campaigned. I never asked for the votes. But the church had to put a trust
That's awesome.
In me.
Well, so you are the national leader for the Church of God in Uganda.
Yes.
And you're also the assistant director at Children of Promise. So
yes.
You're here for that Children of Promise event
yes.
that's happening
yes,
this week.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
For those who don't maybe know, well, and before we do this, let's talk about your family. You're married and have kids. Tell us about that as
yes,
well.
Yes,
that,
yes,
they matter. They're yes, important. We love Annie.
It's true. I'm married to one of the beautiful wife in Africa and in Uganda. She's called Annie. And God has blessed us with two young men. Adrian is 10 years, and Andy is 7.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And actually, I grew up in the Church of God.
Yeah.
I grew up in the church, mainly. We are based in our headquarters, Kasubi. That's where I grew up. Since when my dad died, it was a hard life for me. I thought of leaving and going back in the village. But the Church of God in Kampala in Uganda helped me.
Wow.
And during those times, almost 28, 30 years ago, and I was a little kid, and they sponsored me. The
wow.
church sponsored me.
So you were a sponsored
yes,
kid as well.
I was one of the first sponsored child
wow.
in Uganda. And I don't know how God made it, but God knew that I really needed
wow.
it. And then the church sponsored me up to university.
Wow.
And then from that, I came in, and then Colleen, she's a missionary.
Yeah, Colleen Stevenson.
Colleen Stevenson. So she offered me a job.
Wow.
And then I came and I worked in a Children of Promise.
Wow.
I know.
So you've been around this community for a long time.
I have been around the community
wow.
for a long time. I've been with the church for a long time.
Yeah.
And I feel the church is in my heart.
Oh, I love that. Mm. I also love that you're a young leader to be elected as a national leader. I mean, that is not to say that your youth is a bad thing. I love that young leaders are getting a chance to put their mark on the church and to be a part of what the church is doing.
Right, yeah, right. So that's true. And I've been a youth leader in Uganda.
Yep.
National youth leader for the last 10 years.
Wow. Mm.
So I know what it means
yeah.
being a leader. Mm.
So for those who may not know, you know, some of us don't know the world really well. They may not know Africa. Tell me where Uganda is. Give me a picture on a map of where it is.
Actually, when you look at Africa, Uganda is just in the middle.
Right in the middle, okay.
Yeah, right in the middle. And we are in East Africa.
East Africa.
Uganda is bordered with three countries. Actually, you have Sudan on the top.
Okay. Mm.
Then on the other west, we have Congo.
Okay.
And then on the east, we have Kenya and Tanzania.
Okay. Mm.
So Uganda is just right there. It's the heart of Africa, and it's so beautiful.
Yes. Well, I was going to ask, what is something that, like, if you were to say, I'm really proud of Uganda for this, or this is something that's unique about Uganda, what would that be?
Actually, Uganda is called the Pearl of Africa.
Okay, the Pearl of Africa.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm.
The weather is hot and wet, so we enjoy it.
Yes.
It's somehow green all the time, so Everyone loves it. Come and join. Come and see.
We've been invited lots of places this week. Right. I love that. I hope that we get to come and visit. And hopefully people listening, if you have not been to Uganda, it is absolutely worth the experience to go and see the church there.
It's true.
The incredible work that they're doing.
True, true. So. And, you know, we have over 500 churches.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So how many kind of churches? And tell us about the makeup of the church. Tell us about the church in Uganda. Yeah, the church in Uganda.
Actually, the church in Uganda, we approximately 600.
Wow.
The church is growing very fast. And then we have over 36,000 believers.
Wow, 36,000 people that are part of the church of God in Uganda.
Yes,
that's
including men and women and kids.
Wow.
So it's so wonderful and so beautiful.
Yeah.
The majority are women.
Okay.
Yeah, women are really in everywhere, and kids.
That's wonderful.
Right.
And can women be in leadership roles in Uganda? That's wonderful.
Yes, we have a strong women ministry. They are really so good.
That's awesome.
And very strong.
So now the Church of God in Uganda is involved in all kinds of different ministry. I mean, we could literally probably just name all the different things that the Church of God in Uganda is doing. But can you give us a quick overview of the kinds of things that the Church of God in Uganda is involved in supporting their community?
Actually, we are blessed. The Lord is opening doors every time, although we are struggling. But we have kind of different kind of projects.
Yeah.
We have schools in Uganda, over 200 and something schools.
200 something schools?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Every community is fighting to have a schools, and we really love that.
Yeah.
And then we have clinics.
Okay.
We are trying. We have so far. Church of God is divided in 6 regions.
Okay.
And then at least we have 4 clinics in those regions.
So the clinics that they're like hospital or clinics where people go in and get medical.
Yes.
Things. That's wonderful.
Medical facilities.
Yeah.
So we need that.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Need that. So we have 4 of them. Although we are trying to work
that
on
as well.
That definitely.
Yeah.
And then we have a sponsorship program, which is really so good.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, the Children of Promise has really done us well.
Yes.
It's supporting the church, and it's making the church grow.
Absolutely. I mean, you are an example of what it means to sponsor a kid.
Definitely.
And to see the good that comes
definitely.
Out of that.
Definitely. We really know.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
So it's one of the bond of the church.
And I know when I was there 15 years ago, I visited TAP, the Tumaini AIDS Prevention Program, which was helping to support women and men living with HIV and AIDS. And you guys continue to do supportive programs like that, like you were talking about Kupona and other programs.
Definitely. Definitely. We have the TAP program. The TAP program, these are people living with AIDS.
Yes.
AIDS hit Uganda some time back.
Yeah.
And most of the people died.
Yeah.
So it was hard when we were doing interviews or visiting the children. You found that they never had parents.
Wow.
So these kids were living with their grandparents.
Yeah.
So the grandparents became their mom. And so we thought of having that kind of a ministry, and part of it has grown. And as people have started to open up. Before, people were not opening up.
Yeah.
But when we took it in the church, it really helped.
Starting
a lot.
Kupona, is that what you're saying? Yeah. And what does Kupona mean?
Kupona, these are children of their clients of living with AIDS.
Yeah.
So it's also helped. Before, these kids were being segregated.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted them. But when we introduced it in the church, the love, it helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm. That's incredible. What else? Are there other things that the church, you obviously have a strong youth program that you led for 10 years?
I tell you, that's so strong. We have a youth program. And recently, we have just had a Kampala 25. We call it Kampala 25. These are churches within the 25 locality.
Okay.
So we come around, we go together, churches comes together, and we do competition in singing.
Oh, fun.
Different activities, and it's enjoyable.
Yeah. If I were to come and visit a church in Uganda, what should I expect? What would that be like?
When you come, you'll see different things.
Yeah.
Which what you enjoy.
Yeah, is there singing? Is there dancing?
Definitely. For us, we do a lot of dancing in the church.
A lot of dancing. Okay.
Because most of the people are youth.
Yeah.
We encourage, you know, Christ in them. They enjoy. They enjoy dancing and clamping their hands. And it's part of the church.
It's ministry. A pretty vibrant experience at the church, right? Lots of lively excitement and joy.
Definitely.
Joyful.
Definitely. Last week it was nice.
Yeah.
And then that's when I did my handover.
Okay. Was last week.
It is so nice to do the handover, to pass the baton to someone.
Yeah.
And then to bless someone. We see it, that is a struggle. Most of people don't want to do it. They don't want to do a handover.
Yeah.
It becomes, when a person leaves, he doesn't want even to say hi.
Yes.
I have seen that. But I felt so nice. And that night, I really slept well.
So you're talking about when you took on this new national leader role, and you were kind of, in the last 6 months, you've been in the process of handing over the youth, because you've been doing the youth for the last 10 years.
Yes,
And so this last week, you actually handed off that ministry.
Yes.
And they didn't have to rip it from your hands.
Definitely.
You actually handed it over.
Definitely, yes. And that has been my prayer.
Yeah.
That has been my prayer, that I wanted to leave a legacy. I wanted not to hold on on so many, you know.
Because that is so, it happens everywhere, where leaders, because they're so passionate about it,
right,
or because they love it, but they don't want anyone else to take care. They don't
right.
trust anyone else. And
right.
so they hold on tightly to their role, rather than, you know, passing on to a younger leader or to someone else and saying, I trust that
Definitely.
God's going to lead you.
Definitely. This is the office I really loved. I grew up in the church, as I showed you, and I've been having the youth around me.
Yeah.
So it has been so touched to it.
Yeah.
Then when my time came, I have been praying to God that help me so that I can pass gently.
Yeah.
Well, and I bless the young boy coming, the young person coming, so that he can be a leader.
Wow.
So those are the things in Africa, which one I'm praying all leaders should do.
Yeah.
We need to bless the young ones and then tell them, hey, what? Don't mess up. This is, I'm watching you. Although I'm a side, but I don't want this thing to die.
Yeah.
Because it's part of us. We all one body,
but
different parts.
That's absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah, I think that is such a huge part of ministry, is knowing how to start a ministry, but then also knowing when God's called you to something new and how to pass that on. And so I'm grateful that you were able to do that and able to sleep well afterwards, knowing that you
Definitely.
Had done everything that you could to pass it on well.
Definitely.
And so all of the regions have now voted on their youth leader, and they'll be deciding then kind of who the head youth leader is in the future.
Right, right. So that's what we are looking forward.
That's wonderful.
And it's them now to decide whom the youth leader.
You're out.
I'm out, and I am not going to elect. I'm not going to, you know, it's them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Edrin, I also wanted to ask you about your time here in Tanzania. So, you're new to your role as national leader. You are, because of that, you were brought here both for Children of Promise as well as for the All Africa Assembly.
Right.
Which is where we bring in leadership from around the Church of God in all of Africa.
Right.
To come and talk about what's God calling Africa to?
Right.
And where are we going? And
right.
So because you're new,
yes,
I thought I wanted to hear what your experience was. What did you hear? What did you learn? What was your experience at the All Africa Assembly?
Actually, as I said, I entered this big office, a national representative this year, and this is my first time. So when I was invited to Tanzania, first of all, I was watching.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what other leaders are saying.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's nice because you hear the views.
Yeah.
And then one of the things they are thinking Africa to be one.
Yes.
So this is one of I've seen that they are crying, they are praying, they want to have one voice.
Yeah.
Which is totally good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, one of the things that is a huge benefit in a country like yours that has able to have started schools and clinics and all of these programs, those are things that other countries could learn from. And
right.
that's where these spaces, you know, have an opportunity for people to hear about what you're doing
right.
and what the church is doing
right.
and go, oh, we should be doing something like that.
Yeah. We have told my friends, come and learn from Uganda. Because even me, I want to go and learn from other countries. But the more we learn, the more our eyes are open and the more we can help one another to really develop up.
Yeah.
Africa, we need to develop up. Africa, we need more things to learn.
Yeah.
And we still need support.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and one of the things we talked about is that in the Church of God in general, if we were to break it out by region, Africa makes up 36% of the people that are part of the Church of God around
the
world.
It's true.
You make
it's
up
amazing.
over a third of the Church of God.
Yes.
And so we need to hear that voice. And we as Americans need to be listening to our African
right.
sisters and brothers
right.
so that we can learn about the things that
right.
you're doing.
Right, for sure. And when I heard that we are actually 35%,
yeah.
it's so great.
Yeah.
We are moving.
Yeah.
We need a voice. We need someone to speak for us. We yeah. need to be heard.
Yeah.
We need, people need to know what we want.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to move on. And we feel like we are somebody somewhere.
Yeah. The leadership has broken up Africa into three sub-regions. The West Africa, which includes places like Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana. Southern Africa, which includes Zimbabwe and Zambia and South Africa and Malawi and Botswana. And then you're part of East Africa.
Yes.
And so you actually got to meet with your East African
yes.
counterparts
yes.
and talk about how to kind of work together and even elected officers to kind of keep that
right.
East Africa connected.
Right.
I'm excited to know what will come out of that after today. Like I'm excited to know how those relationships can be built and continue to be built upon after this experience.
Right. Even me, that's
yeah.
what I'm also excited. I am thinking that we're going to meet often.
Yeah.
Not only coming for development, but also for prayer.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that people are going to be having concerns for one another country.
Yes.
I'm thinking that we are creating one page, like
yes.
in East Africa.
Yeah.
We are going to learn more from yeah. one another.
Yeah.
And this strengthens us. And also knowing one another is very important.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. And
right.
I was so fun to see, I think we had 12 of the 18 countries in Africa were represented here
yes.
this weekend, which
yes.
is just... That's a great turnout.
It is.
So I'm excited to see where God will move Africa in the future and how we get to see that, be a part of it, and just encourage that as you guys take and run with what God's called you to.
According to what I've seen, these 2 days in the assembly, in the meeting, I think the Lord is taking us somewhere. It was a very good vision.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for the leaders who had this kind of vision
yeah.
put in place.
Yeah.
The Lord is really taking Africa somewhere.
Yeah. The theme was arise and shine. And I see Africa doing that.
Definitely.
Arise and shine.
We are actually rising.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a bit of like shining everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody was talking with a passion. People were just bring the challenges they're having.
Yeah.
And everyone was free to
yeah.
speak.
Yeah.
And that makes Africa. So I saw the blood in them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Right.
One last thing. How can we be praying for you? As people in the United States that have heard what's going on in Uganda are excited for you as your new role, how can we be praying for you, for your family, but also for the Church of God throughout Uganda?
Yeah, we still need prayers. Kindly for protection. God's protect us. For us, the leaders, leadership is not something easy. I'm just a new one
mm-hmm.
in leadership. I don't want to fail people.
Yeah.
I don't want to fail the church. I want the Lord to use me.
Mm.
So it would be nice if everyone feel my cry.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm just praying the Lord to use me.
Yeah.
That's
the Spirit will be
say.
With you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Pastor Edrin, we're so grateful to hear some of your story, to hear what's going on in Uganda. We're grateful that you were able to transition.
Thank you.
I think that is when we were talking about what story you would want to share and that was the story that you
Definitely.
Chose, I think that's a beautiful example of your leadership and your humility and what it means to truly be a servant. You know, we're called by Christ to be servants and servant
right.
leaders.
Right.
And a servant leader understands the time to lead and the time to serve.
Definitely.
And I see that in you and your leadership. So I'm
also praying.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
And we will hopefully see you before 15 years.
That's it. You have to. Don't take long this time.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter, at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.